Hello. Is there a story you came here to tell? Or any memory?
I don't believe there's any particular story I came here to tell.
Alright. How long have you lived in this community?
I have lived here for all of my life, my 14 years on this earth.
Alright. What is your favorite part of our community?
I think my favorite part of our community is definitely the pools. Because the pools are a great place in the summer. All of the children congregate there. And it's a very good place to commune with your friends.
I completely agree. You sound like you could go on about on for days about that.
I totally could.
Yeah, you?
Well, I could tell you more about the pool if you wanted.
May you tell us more about the pool.
So I'm a member of the Waynewood Pool, and I've been going there since I was 5. And I started in the Little Dolphins program on the Waynewood swim team, and I have stayed in the swim team, and now I am helping to coach the swim team in the summer and winter, and now I'm coaching the Little Dolphins, which is very fun.
All right. What drew you to this community?
I think my parents drew me to this community because I was born here. And, yeah.
What are the challenges our community faces?
I feel like... I don't know. I don't know. It's a tough question.
Alright, we'll get back to that. What is a major event that you think has affected our community?
I think a major event that has affected our community is the 4th of July parade every single year in this community. Because that's just a very nice parade and anybody can go, and we have the Cub Scouts, we have the swim teams, we have... And then if you're just a regular person, you can go, and then they have a... They have a little carnival up at the pool afterwards, and it's just a very nice event, and it helps to bring people together.
All right. If there is one thing you could change about our community, what would it be?
I feel like if we could lower housing prices, then that would be good, because real estate in this area is very, very expensive. Even for the smallest house.
All right. Did I already ask you your favorite place?
Oh, no, you did not.
Ah, what is your favorite place?
I think my favorite place is up at... Do you know the hill along the parkway off of West Boulevard?
I don't.
So if you drive down to West Boulevard... There's a little trail that goes through the woods. And if you walk along that trail, you come to a huge hill, and we use it as a sledding hill. And it's super fun. And we always go there in the winter. And it's just a very nice place to be because you can sit at the top of a hill and there's snow everywhere and you can look out and you can see the parkway, and then behind the parkway you can see the Potomac River. And sometimes it's iced over, and that's really cool to see in the winter.
All right. What is your first memory of this community?
I think my first memory of this community is Cub Scouts, actually. I think my very first memory, or the most prominent one to me, is my first Pinewood Derby. I remember making a car with my dad. I also remember accidentally using the hot glue gun to glue my pinky to a bench the night before. So that was not fun, and I still have a scar from that. But it just sticks with me a lot, and I think that's a very prominent memory.
What is the... funniest thing that has happened to you in our community?
That would be hard to place. I think some of my funniest memories are, again, centered around the pool. Because in the swim team is always silly. We're always having fun. And then my brothers coached the swim team as I was growing up doing that. So that was very fun. They always kept it fun. I think probably one of the funniest things that has ever happened to me is I was crowned King Waynewood at Waynewood Pool when I was 8. And they gave me a dolphin to wear on my head. That was just kind of funny. All
right. Sounds fun.
It was.
What is the most surprising thing about this community?
I think a lot of people don't realize how the quality of this community overall. Because when you're living in this community, you wouldn't think it was anything special. But then if you go outside of this community, the quality, like, noticeably degrades. And this is just an incredibly nice community. It's very together, and we do a lot of things that a lot of other communities don't. And I think that's a very special thing about this community.
All right. What is something people in this area might not know?
Again, that this community is of very high quality. And then maybe that the police station is also the government center. And you can rent out special rooms to do things like Eagle projects, or you can gather in these rooms with members of the community to discuss things, or if you wanted, you could hold a class here if you wanted. You could inform people about their community, which that would be cool. All
right.